Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, what happened when I left Neverland to go see the Anders family?
You were on a mission, and nothing was going to stop you. So I followed. The least I could do was keep you safe.
So I saw them. Mom and Dad. Cyrus and Birdie, too?
Can we get through the story, please?
She needs to know, Adam.
Cam.
What happened when I found them?
They were on a picnic. You couldn't take your eyes off them.
Cheeseburger's up!
It's mine!
No, it's mine.
I called it first.
I'm older.
So, I'm younger.
That makes no sense.
You make no sense.
There's plenty of burgers to go around, guys.
Yeah, but Dad always burns most of them.
Gee, thanks for the vote of confidence, Bird.
She's kind of right, Dad. Maybe if you modified the flame height so it wasn't so much of...
An inferno?
A2, Monica.
I know you love your fire, James, but maybe take it down a notch.
I'll raise you for the not-so-burned one, Si. Ready, set, go!
Get back here, you totally cheated.
I'm gonna
Come
beat
on.
You!
She totally tricked him. That's something I would do.
Okay, you saw Monica Anders, Holiday. Now can we go home?
Home?
Earth to Holiday.
Huh? Sorry, Badger.
What's up with you?
Nothing. They're just so happy.
So are we.
I want to talk to them.
No, why?
I don't know, I just have questions.
Birdie!
Look!
I'm okay.
The little girl fell.
She tripped over a rock. See? She's fine.
But look at how the rest of her family ran to help her. Even the brother she tricked. I'm going over there.
Are your circuits fried? For all you know, Monica's still working for Whittier Corp. She could be the enemy.
Do they look like enemies to you? See, they pick on each other, but you can tell it isn't real. Like, you just know they'd do anything for each other. Maybe I could just go say hi.
Holiday, get back here!
But wait! If I went up and talked to them, wouldn't they have recognized me later?
You never made it over there.
Why?
Because our greatest fear, the one all four of us share, suddenly came true.
What?
You stopped being you.
Come on, kids! The whale-watching boat is about to leave!
Si, help Birdie with the bag.
Got it.
I can't wait to go see those whales.
Holiday, wait up! You can't just walk up to them and blurt out who you are! Think about the risks!
I know it sounds nuts, Badger, but somehow I know in my heart... I have to go home.
Huh? Why? Did they see you?
I have to go home. Papa wants me.
Papa? Wait. Papa?
Papa?
It was Dr. Whittier. He found you.
But how did he know I was there?
He must have left some kind of tracking system behind in Juno, and it was triggered when you arrived there. Somehow he was able to use that equipment to boost the signal and hack into your system. He took control of you.
Control?
To bring you back to him. You hopped on the hoverboard, went straight to this helicopter that was about to take off for a glacier tour.
A helicopter? That's when we...
You stole a helicopter and I hopped on board.
But I didn't fly all the way to New Orleans.
We barely got over the bay. Because once we got in the air, I took the controls from you and figured out a way to bring you back to me. Holiday. Holiday, listen to me. What do I do? What do I do? Okay, maybe if we go higher?
I have to go back to Papa. I have to...
Badger! Badger, what's going on?
Holiday, you're back! It worked!
What are we doing in this helicopter?
It's Dr. Whittier. He took control of your programming.
How?
I don't know, but he's trying to get you to go back to Thornton Rust.
I can't go back to Thornton Rust. Never again.
Here, I'll tie off the control so it holds steady.
I can feel something in my head, but it's much weaker.
I pulled this up higher. I thought maybe if we got high enough, it would break the connection. It worked.
Which means, once we touch back down on the ground, he'll have complete control over everything I say and do. Unless...
Unless what?
The failsafe!
Holiday?
Dr. Whittier installed it in case I was ever kidnapped by the child catchers, so they wouldn't ever know what I was or be able to trace me to him. I'd seem completely normal.
Human.
Human!
But if you initiate that program, it won't just cut you off from Dr. Whittier. It'll erase everything. You'll lose your memory.
Better than going back to that old man.
But what about Neverland?
I'll miss you, Badger. And the animals. But this is what I need to do.
Holiday, please. Oh, the clouds are beautiful today.
Clouds? That's what you're thinking about?
Just try not to cry, that's all.
It has to be now.
I can't let you do this!
This is what I want. To start over.
What will I say when you're gone?
You'll figure it out. The pattern is in my memory banks. Hand to foot, say the catchphrase 3 times, and then 1 blunt force. I can't do it myself. It has to be you, Badger.
And how do I explain to you what's going on when you wake up? Why you're on a helicopter? Who I am? Who you are?
Push me out. I'll land in the water not far from the whale watching boat. The blunt force of the fall will cause the reset.
No!
No, it will work. Remember when we stopped Whittier Corp in Vancouver 2 weeks ago? I still have the fake birthmark from when I infiltrated them. If the Anders family finds me, then maybe they'll recognize it. They'll think I'm a Whit kid.
And then what?
They'll want to protect me.
Or they bring you to Angelica Graves. And what if they don't find you? You'll just be a robot who looks like a 12-year-old girl with no memories.
The Holiday Project has to end. This is the only way.
You realize if I do, you won't remember me. You won't remember anything.
Second star to the right, straight on till morning.
Holiday, please!
Second star to the right, straight on till morning.
Don't make the...
Second star to the right, straight on till morning. Doors open. Do it, Badger, now!
Goodbye, Holiday.
Bye, Badger. Give me a push on 3. 1, 2...
I watched from the helicopter as Cyrus rescued you, just like you'd hoped. And I checked on you at the hospital later to make sure you were in good hands. Promised I'd come back in a year. And went back to Neverland with your hoverboard.
It wasn't an accident.
No.
I chose to leave the island. I chose to give up my memories.
Yeah.
And I chose the Anders family. I always wanted to be with them, before I even knew them. I chose them.
Over us.
They found me in the water because I wanted them to.
So, what does this mean, H? What happens now? Are you coming back with us?
Holiday?
I've made up my mind. I know where I belong.
Hi, my name is Mike Crane and I play James in 6 minutes. For more great adventures, head over to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.